It is lovely to be with you this morning, and we're going to start this morning in the beautiful fields of the Bride Valley in Cork. It is an area that's long been at the centre of Ireland's dairy industry. Now, it is a very productive landscape and a prosperous one too, which has allowed the farmers there and the young farmers to stay on the land. But while the farms have thrived economically last year, according to Teagasc, the average dairy farm income topped €108,000. The same cannot be said for the life on the land. Intensive agriculture has transformed the valley in a very short space of time, but wildlife has suffered a sharp decline. Well, it is a loss that was noticed by local dairy farmer Donal Sheehan. So in 2018, he decided to do something to help repair the damage. He went and got €1.2 million in public funding, and he set up a project aimed at reversing nature loss across the valley. He called it the Bride Project. That's biodiversity regeneration in a dairying environment. And in the end, 43 farmers took part. Well, the project has come to a close, and this week the team behind it published the final report. So I travelled down to the valley during the week to see how the farmers got on, starting at the farm of John Murphy in Bushy Park, right along the banks of the River Bride.
I was absolutely delighted when I heard about the Bride Project, and I was part of the, I was in the area, so I went along to the first meeting, and absolutely delighted what I heard. So I've been a big proponent.
Tell me the measures that you've done on your farm over those 3 years.
As I said, I've planted an awful lot more hedgerow. We created bee scrapes, we put up bat boxes, we put up boxes for stock doves, which were seen in the area. We put in multi-species grass ward, we put in pollinator strips, and then we, as we're just approaching it here now, the pride and joy of the entire farm is the pond that we dug. A little oasis of calm and beauty and biodiversity.
So what was here before?
A field. There was a little... I would say a small little stream. There was a spring was rising out of the ground.
So it was a good place for it.
It was a perfect place for it. At the time, I was building an extra slurry storage tank, and I asked the guy with the digger, would he also dig a pond for me here? And when I came back in the evening, I got a shock. It was about twice as big as I was expecting it to be. And at the time, I was like, oh my God, he's taking too much. But the most important thing, the ecologists that have been here are saying that the most important things they have found is actually the insects that are living in the plant, in the plants around the pond. So there's an awful lot of different kinds of spiders that I would never have heard of. But then we also have frogs in there now in the evenings, especially late in the summer's evening. You'll see there's an awful lot of activity overhead with bats. My wife runs a preschool on the farm, and the preschoolers come up here at times and they go pond dipping and they see what they can find as well. And it's just a really nice feature to have on the farm, and delighted to have it.
How much money in total did you get?
About 4,500 over the course of the entire project. To be honest, most of us didn't do it for the money. And even when the Bride Project was finished, we were most farmers were hoping that it would continue. Like to be honest, I'm not messing when I say this. One of the best things we ever found with this pond was that dragonflies came back. And I had never seen dragonflies in this farm. And to be honest, that gave me such a boost. I got such a kick out of that. That was as good as any payment. It was brilliant to have.
Why did you think you had that reaction?
Because it made me feel that I was doing something right, that it was working.
When you think about yourself as a farmer before the Bride Project and then yourself as a farmer after the Bride Project, obviously you've got these visual measures. You've got the hedgerow, you've got the ponds and all the rest. And you've got the small payment that you got, 4,500 or so. Would you say there was any change in your mindset?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because originally I would have had the mindset going to other farms and seeing beautiful, pristine fields, everything nice and clean underneath the wire electric fences. And you'd look around and you'd say, God, he's got a grand tidy farm there. He's a good farmer.
Yeah.
Whereas now you can see I'm leaving the thistles and the nettles grow underneath the fences, because during the Bride Project I discovered all the caterpillars and all the other different types of species that actually need those to grow. Originally I wouldn't have appreciated that, the importance of leaving what we would have one time referenced as waste ground is now habitat or biodiversity.
So this is our herd of cows.
About 10 minutes down the road on Donal Sheehan's dairy farm, his cows have finished milking and are out grazing on grass.
And any time you come up to them like this, they'll all start staring at you. They're very curious animals, and they're also creatures of habit. Cows are lovely, really, because they're so quiet.
The driving force behind the Bride project was Donal, local tillage farmer Paul Moore, and ecologist Tony Nagel. They'd seen how farming in the Bride Valley was becoming more intensive, and with that intensification, nature was vanishing. Donal said they realised early on, though, that no single farm could fix the problem on its own. They needed farmers right across the valley to act, working together to bring life back to the land.
I always felt that, if you can get farmers individually or in a small room, in a group together, it's very easy once you tell the truth and tell them how to make these changes. It would be easy to do it. It wasn't a challenge for me. I could see that farmers weren't being made aware of all these issues, and nobody was telling them because it didn't suit the industry to tell them. But also not just the challenges, but give them the solutions. And I think that's what we did. We gave them the solutions. There were practical solutions, and we knew how far to go with farmers. There was no point in us coming into a farmer and saying, we want to, the lower field there, plant a lovely oak woodland there. That was never going to happen. Farmers depend on their land for income, their productive land. All the other benefits that land can deliver, there's no value on it. Biodiversity, water quality, and farmers see that. We told them at the very start of the project that we didn't have enough for 43 farmers, and we were looking to shave it down to 30. And there was holy war at a public meeting with them. They said there should be no one asked to leave unless they wanted to, and no one did leave. And we had 43 at the start, and we had the same 43 at the finish. And, I think that was a great testament to the fact that they liked the project and, they appreciated it.
What do you see as your main success?
We created a template whereby we pay them for the amount of space for nature they have in their farm. We also pay them for any additional space for nature that they allocated themselves over the six-year period of the project. And that template can be rolled out now to 43,000 farmers. It was never any good to us if it could only be relevant to 43 farmers. So the cap reform will happen again in 2027. For people who don't know what that is, every 5 or 6 years, there's a new cap deal comes out from Europe.
Common Agricultural Policy.
And that deals with the subsidies and the grants that farmers get. And there's a template there now. And I think that the Bride project, the template that we use and the model that we use should be used for that, whereby you're paid for your space for nature. If you don't have it, you don't get paid. And if you improve it, you get paid. And we can deliver higher payments to farmers who are delivering more.
A couple of kilometres east of Donal's farm is Bat Sheehan's dairy farm, which he runs with his wife and two children. He's been part of the Bride project from the beginning. Over the past few years, he has thickened his hedgerows, dug out a pond, and even created specially designed patches of bare earth, known as bee scrapes, small but vital places for solitary bees to nest.
So what you actually get is soil on the side of a ditch or something. You just clean it down until you come to bare earth and just leave that open then, and you'll actually get bees. You'll see them here now. You see the holes?
Oh, yeah, they're like pencil holes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The bees come in and they nest inside in those. Do you see all those holes?
And what kind of bees nest there?
So they're solitary bees. I think 80% of the bees that we have in the country are solitary bees, and they're supposed to be a lot more proficient pollinators than your commercial bees as such.
And it's sunny here, so this is a south-facing ditch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it opens it up to the bees, and even this, like, you see the amount of holes that are there, like, and if you actually sit here of an evening or something, you can actually see the bees going in and out, like.
Do you do that?
If we get a chance.
Did you know about this before the Bride project?
No. Hadn't a clue.
Yeah.
Hadn't a clue. If you ask me what the Bride project did for me, whereas I would have walked up and down to the farm here for 30 years, I now stop and look up, look down, look sideways or whatever. I never did that before. I just walked up and down, that was it. Take a bit of time now just to see what's around you, like. You think about what you're doing now, whereas before you never did, like. there were some farmers into the project a couple of years older than I am, like as such, right? I had one of them stand up and said, meeting and over, like, and he said, look, he said, I've got a lot from farming. I've taken a lot out of the farm. And I suppose I just want to give something back. He got a lot out of it. He's done a lot of damage. And he just wants to give something back now. Can you do some of this while making money? Like the results-based payment that Dolan set up, like, was you do it, you get paid for it, grand. You know what I mean? If you don't want to do it, you don't get paid for it, like. And that's the beauty of the Bright Project, I think.
Under the new nature restoration law, Ireland must develop a plan to bring back natural areas. We often think of nature as resilient, that it'll bounce back on its own if given a chance. But what's perhaps concerning is that although the Bride project lasted 3 years and took place across 43 farms, that still wasn't enough to bring back some of Ireland's most endangered species. It hints at a massive challenge ahead.
We didn't bring back corncrake, we didn't bring back curlew, we didn't bring back lapwing, hen harrier is gone, like I said. Any bird that's nesting in the ground, and these are the ones, this is where real biodiversity loss is happening. They're in trouble and they're in serious trouble. They're competing with fertiliser, sprays, hoofs, tractors and machinery, and there is just not enough space available for them to nest safely. This is 50 and 100 years of, you know, chiselling away at the coalface of biodiversity loss, bit by bit. Like if you go back to the, you know, after the Ice Age when the whole country was covered in woodland, now we're down to, you know, a percentage, a fraction of what was there, and we're still eating away into it. And it's so difficult for us as farmers to start putting it the other way. We're reversing, you know, thousands of years of evolution where we were always taken out, and now we have to put it back because there's so much of it taken out because we're having trouble with, you know, sequestering carbon and all the rest of it. I'm just paid, you know, as a dairy farmer, I'm paid for producing kilos of fat and protein. That's it. And making sure the quality is right. If there's a lot of nitrogen going into the river, you know, I'm not going to be penalised for it. Like, if I'm taking away a hedge, not going to be penalised for it. My milk will still be collected tomorrow morning, but if I've only one tag in the cow instead of two tags, then my milk mightn't be collected in the morning. Where are our priorities?
There is lots of good news, though. Take the skylark. Once its song was a familiar sound in this valley. Today, that's no longer the case, but it is still breeding just about. And one of the few places it's managing to hold on to is in a field belonging to Bat Sheehan. The remarkable thing, until the Bride project began, Bat had no idea they were even there.
I didn't know we had a skylark. They brought in someone from Birdwatch Ireland, and they came in. They did a survey of what we had, so it ended up we have a skylark. I didn't know what it sounded like, so I had to Google. The person they paid to come in and do the survey could only come in once, so it was up to me then to actually go in and see was it still there. Anytime I hear it up there, I'll record it, and I've sent it down to Donald a couple of times. And
the skylark is still there?
Yes.
Yeah. What does that knowledge do to you? I mean, has it changed how you manage the land up there where they breed?
The first year we got it, right? So Donald said if you can find it, cordon it off and didn't cut it. So we actually cordoned it off. We didn't cut it or top or anything, we left it be. So I'm just pressing, this is a recording of St. Anne of the skylark. It was this year, yeah.
And when you hear that now, what do you think?
It's still there. Yeah. It's a good sign. Like I said, now we have hares here. I have hares coming into the yard below. Last year I took a picture of two hares, like Dawn said to me, to see two hares together breeding is a good sign. Like, that's good that we've them around here as well, I suppose. Like I say to a lot of people, I'm happiest walking around here. Like, I'm happy farming here. Like, you know, I'm happy with what we have now. Like,
the sky doesn't fall down when you relax a bit, and when more farmers change their perception of what a good farm looks like, it will help a lot. But one of the big things that I liked about the Bride project was that it gave a suite of options to the farmers and allowed the farmers to choose for themselves. And I think one of the big surprises that the people in officialdom had was the amount that farmers were willing to do. There was trust in the farmers give the farmers the information and the knowledge that they needed to make choices. And when they made those choices on their own, it was quite surprising what they did.
At the moment, we take young farmers that did never have heard of the cuckoo, never heard of the corncrake, lapwing, curlew, they're all gone. So you're born into a situation where you've way less species, we're all the poorer for it. And so young people, they don't see it as a problem when these species are gone, because they were never brought up with it. If you go down along by a hedge, you know, 20 years ago, it would be absolutely homing with pollinators. It's not that now. And it kind of does a feel-good factor to all the sounds and the sights of nature. It also makes it for, you know, from the farmer's point of view, it gives the farm character. It's lovely to see a farm with character. Do you know, when I go into a farm and you're looking at, you know, different features, little hills or high hedgerows or a tree will catch your eye straight away and you'll be drawn to it. I don't think we should be going down the road of you know, these dairy prairies that they talk about. When you fly overhead and the 40 shades of green, the hedgerows are part of that. And we should make sure that we're always known for that. The real issue for biodiversity is how do we get back what we lost. That's the biggest problem.
Well, there you go. Donal Sheehan speaking to me during the week. And my thanks to him, to John Murphy and to Bat Sheehan for sharing their experiences of the project. And I think what's interesting as well is that the farmers told me that their production, their profits of their farm, the food side of the production of their farm didn't go down at all. So they weren't actually losing money that way at all. So there seems to be benefits for everyone. Well, the final report of the Bride Project is now up on thebrideproject.ie if any of you are interested in taking a look.